ॐ न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरि कवितां वा जगदीशकामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनि ईश्वरे भवताद्भक्ति अहितुकि त्वयि ओ लॉर्ड एंड सोल ऑफ द यूनिवर्स माइन इज नो प्रेयर फॉर वेल्थ द रेटिन्यू द प्लेथिंग्स ऑफ लस्ट और द टॉयज ऑफ फेम As many times as I may be reborn, grant me, O Lord, a steadfast love for Thee. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. Bhakti aphorisms of Narada. Last time, Narada described how to cultivate bhakti. He said, Obhimano dambhadikam tyajyam, pride, vanity and other vices must be cast out. Ego is one of the greatest obstacles in spiritual life. You see, sometimes we say that the path of devotion is the easiest path. On the other hand, it is very difficult to obtain bhakti. You can buy pearls, gems, jewels from the market, but you cannot buy bhakti. Love cannot be bought. If somebody says, I shall give you money, give me love, he won't be able to purchase love by money. Bhakti is in the heart of every human being. And it manifests through cultivation, through practicing disciplines. When somebody would ask Sri Ramakrishna, Sir, could you tell us how to get bhakti, love for God? Come here off and on. Gradually you will understand how to attain bhakti. A medical student does not learn how to read the pulse at the first time. He had to stay in the hospital under a good physician for a long time, and then gradually he learns. You cannot differentiate between different counts of thread. Sri Ramakrishna said that it is 20 count, 22 count, 24 count, different types of thread. The person who treads in thread, who is an expert about thread, he can teach you. And gradually, seeing the thread, you can say that what grade of thread is that one. What Sri Ramakrishna meant, that this devotion can be cultivated. Narada says, aphorism number 65, Tad orpita akhilacharasan kama krodha avimanadikam tasmineva karaniyam. Having offered all actions to God, if the devotee is still haunted by lust, anger, pride, etc., he should direct these toward Him. Tadarpita akhilachara. who is a devotee, real devotee of God? He who offers his all actions to him. Please try to see this way. No action is possible without consciousness. And again, consciousness cannot function without body-mind organism. They are interdependent. Brahman is useless if there is no Maya. Maya is dead, dull, insentient matter if there is no Brahman. They are interdependent. Shiva and Shakti, this He principle and She principle, both are absolutely necessary to function in this world. Neither Shiva can create anything without Shakti. Neither Brahman can create anything without Maya. Shakti also cannot do anything without Shiva. Maya cannot do anything without Brahman. Because Brahman is the conscious principle. So these both are necessary. Akhilachara, all activities originate from that Shagun Brahman. Brahman with three gunas. Narada says, offer everything to God. There is a Homa mantra, during the time of fire sacrifice, we repeat a mantra. I shall read that mantra to you. When that whole, the oblation, the offering is over, all repeat this mantra in chorus simultaneously. I, who am an embodied being, endowed with intellect, life breath, and their functions, now offer up all my actions and their fruits to the fire of Brahman. No matter what I have done, said, or thought, in waking, in dreaming, or in dreamless sleep, with my mind, my tongue, my hands, or my other members, may all this be an offering to Brahman. Tadarpita Akhilachara, offer up all your activities, actions, and their fruits to God. Swami, we go to work, you know, we don't care, we don't know how to offer up, you know, our office work or this work, that work. It is true, it is not possible to remember God also all the time when you are working. But we are taught that in the beginning, salute the Lord. Remembering the Lord, begin your work. And when the work is over, again salute the Lord, remember Him. And end your work. San kamo krodho abhimanadikam tasmineva karaniyam. You will have to divert all of your mental actions. Or irregularities also to God. You see, so long we have human bodies, a passion, anger, jealousy, hatred, delusion will come. Even they come to the yogis. Temptation came in the mind of Buddha, in the mind of Ramakrishna, in the mind of Christ. It comes. So long you are in the domain of Maya, in the gunas, they will come to you. Whether you will accept them or not, it is up to you. If you are a self-controlled yogi, they will not affect you. They won't be able to bother you up. They will try several times, but later on they will be failure. then they will give you up. Sri Ramakrishna said, Mod Ghuriye Dao. That is a beautiful expression of Sri Ramakrishna. Divert them toward God. Let me give an example. In Calcutta, there are two types of water lines. One is drinking water, pure water, another is that is called filtered water, another is unfiltered water, direct pumped from the Ganges, muddy water. That unfiltered water is used to clean the street of the city. They cannot afford to, you know, spend so much good water for cleaning the street. Unfiltered water, you can use it as you like. So the street sweepers, early in the morning, 4 o'clock, they clean the street with unfiltered water. They have a long hose and they pump it and clean the streets. And they have full control over the hose. When car passes, at that time they will put it down, sometimes they will put it up. So in this way they clean the street from, you know, where there is connection. They connect it with the hose. So this man has full control over his hose. And he can divert it any direction he likes. More ghuriye dao. Divert its course. If passion comes, lust comes, divert it toward God. The terrible desire, our Lord, I want you. If anger comes, those who are obstacle to your spiritual life, be angry, be mad at them, that you people are creating obstacle, you know, obstruction to my spiritual life. Be mad at them. Kama krodha lobha. If you want to be greedy, have greediness for God. If you want to be deluded, you know, delusion, you know, infatuation, be infatuated with the beauty of love, of God. And if you want to be egotistic, have this type of ego. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. Who can do anything to me? Have that type of pride. And if you want to have any kind of jealousy, have that type of jealousy that devotee can meditate 4 hours a day and I can't meditate even 1 hour. Have that type of jealousy. It will help you to grow rapidly in spiritual life. You see, God created these things. If don't think that lust, anger, jealousy, hatred, all these things are created by Satan. God created all these things. Why? Because He wants you to be a saint. If there is no obstacle, if there is no barrier in your life, it will go smoothly. There will be no joy. I remember one day Swami Prabhupada asked Swami Brahmananda, Maharaj, could you bless me so that I can conquer lust? Swami Brahmananda looked at him and said, I can do that for you, but you will not enjoy your life. Your life will be insipid, dull. It is better you fight by yourself. You see, all of a sudden, perhaps your father is a multimillionaire. He saved, you know, perhaps a couple of million dollars for you. You don't feel any urge to work. You will be a lazy fellow in your house. Eat, drink, and watch TV. You will not really enjoy your life because you have never struggled. Same thing in spiritual life. The thing which you earn by your hard struggle and labor, that is yours. You know, if you are a self-made person, you know I have become great by shedding every drop of my blood. It did not come to me from sky, from heaven. Swamiji wrote in one of his letters, "It is true, I got plenty of grace in my life, but for that grace I had to shed every drop of blood." काम क्रोध अभिमानादिकं तस्मिन्नेव करणीयम्। तस्मिन्नेव करणीयम्। One can detect these things, last anger, jealousy, hatred, delusion, through meditation. Mahapurush Maharaj said that, Swami Sivananda, "Don't think those things do not come to us. Desire comes, we see it from a distance. Whenever that vibration comes, we understand that something wrong is coming and we stop them from a distance. They cannot reach us." A yogi's mind has that type of power. It can monitor any kind of wrong things before it reaches to him. In the Purana, we read a beautiful story of Shiva. The great God was meditating. All of a sudden, he found an agitation in his mind. And he gave a jerk and, "What is wrong? There is something wrong." Through meditation, he found that the God of love was throwing some kind of restlessness in his mind. So Shiva became angry, and from his third eye fire came out and burned the God of love. From that time onward, the God of love, according to Hindu mythology, Kandarpa, has no physical form. He has a subtle form because his gross body was burnt into ashes by the fire of Shiva. So you see, a god of passion is very subtle. How it will come, nobody knows. It is an invisible force. Tadarpita akhila acharas. So divert them toward God. Not suppression, but sublimation. Next aphorism. Trirupo bhanga purvakam nitya dasa nitya kantatmakam va prema eva karyam iti. Transcending the three forms of love the Lord and love Him as His eternal servant, as His eternal bride. Narada is now concluding the Gauni Bhakti, secondary devotion, preparatory devotion. In the next chapter, he will begin primary bhakti. Trirupo bhanga purvakam. In aphorism number 55, he described these three types of people who love God. Artho, afflicted people. Sick people, world-weary people, pray to God. Artharthi, unsatisfied people, those who have many desires, they seek wealth, power, position, name, fame, they also pray to God. Jiggasu, true seeker of knowledge, also pray to God. Then this devotion, love, also can be divided into three groups, into three categories: Shattik love, Rajasik love, Tamasik love. Shattik love means pure love, Rajasik love means motivated love, Tamasik love is also motivated. All loves, you know, this in this category are more or less motivated. But Sattvic love is the best. Love God without any selfish desire. He can pray to God for unselfish desire, you know, that is Sattvic love. Lord, please do good to these people. That is also, there is a desire, but that desire is unselfish desire. That desire will not bind you. Or this aphorism can be explained from another standpoint. Pujyo pujako puja transcends these three. Worship the worshipper, the worshipped, and worship. This trinity of love, love, lover, beloved, meditator, meditation, and the object of meditation, worshipper, the worshipper, the worship, and worship, transcend all these three and be absorbed in God. How? Nitya dasa nitya kantat makumba. Be an eternal servant or eternal bride of God. Why eternal? Eternal, it is eternal. Nitya, actually, literally, nitya means eternal. Narada says, nitya means true lover of God. You must be a true servant. Who is a true servant? Who is the true wife? The true servant is he who never leaves his master. He stays with his master during his good time as well as his bad time. So is the true wife. The true wife will never give up her husband. She will stay with him, serve him, love him at the time of suffering and also at the time of joy. She will never leave her husband. So Narada put those two adjectives, nitya, nitya dasa, nitya kanta, true devotee, true servant, true bride. Now in this connection you may ask, Swami, what about the other bhavas? You see, the bhakti school, the devotional school of Vedanta, teaches us again and again to establish a relationship with God. It will help you to make progress quickly. Establish a relationship. There are five types of relationships: Shanta, Dasya, Vatsalya, Shakya, Madhura. Shanta, calm attitude toward God. Sometimes mother's love for the child, child's love for the mother, sometimes it is very calm attitude. There is not too much agitation in that type of love, affection. Shanta, dasya, servant attitude toward God. That we understand. Lord, you are my master, I am your servant. The glowing example of servant attitude we find in the imitation of Christ, in the life of Hanuman also, in the Ramayana. Shanta, dasya, vatsalya. Vatsalya means affectionate attitude toward God, mother's attitude toward the child. Shakya, friendly attitude. Christ said to his disciples, you are my friends, not servants. Then, madhura attitude, that attitude between husband and wife, that relationship is very intense, very powerful. Narada says that try to establish some kind of relationship with God and try to transcend Gauni Bhakti, the secondary devotion, and try to attain supreme devotion. Bhakta Ekantino Mukhya, the highest class of devotees are those who have one-pointed love for God and for love's sake only. One-pointed love. It is very difficult to have one-pointed love. You see, our love is scattered. We love so many things in this world. It is not one-pointed love. When Rama and Lakshmana were searching for Sita, Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, so they were searching for Sita. Near the lake of Pampa, Rama saw a crow. That crow was thirsty, but the crow did not drink any water. Lakshmana said, "Brother, the crow is dying, but it is not drinking any water." Rama said, "Why don't you go and ask that crow? Why is he not drinking water?" Lakshmana went and asked, "Well, if I go and drink water, that particular moment I shall not be able to chant the name of the Lord. So I am unable to drink any water." This is called one-pointed love. You see, this type of example is too much for us. But one thing we can do, we can cultivate some kind of undercurrent in our mind, spiritual current. You have read Holy Mother's life. Every morning she used to help in the kitchen. She used to chop vegetables. My aim mentioned one day, the devotees noticed she was cutting vegetables. All of a sudden she was in samadhi. Her eyes were she was in samadhi. Those who carry an undercurrent inside, you know, outwardly, you know, he is giving party, he is talking to the people, he is entertaining, he is working in the kitchen, he is mopping the floor. But all the time that person is carrying an undercurrent inside. Gradually, you know, that undercurrent will swell and will bring exuberant devotion. You see, those who maintain this spiritual current most of the time, as soon as they go to the shrine, they get very good meditation. Because they are already prepared. Bhakta Ekantino Mukhya, very beautiful. Ekantino Mukhya, supreme devotion, primary devotion, comes to a soul when he surrenders everything to God. You have read Swami Vivekananda's life. Sri Ramakrishna wanted to test him, that what type of person Vivekananda was. Nearly a couple of months, Sri Ramakrishna did not talk to Swamiji. And Swamiji was coming regularly, you know, and was doing some work for Sri Ramakrishna in his room, this and that. But Sri Master did not talk to him. Whenever he saw Swamiji, he turned back his face and left the room, as if he was showing that he was not happy with him, he is disgusted. And after a couple of months, Sri Ramakrishna asked him, "Why do you come here? I don't talk to you. I don't like to see, I don't even try to see your face, and you come here regularly?" "Sir, I don't care whether you talk to me or not. I love you, so I come here." Immediately Sri Ramakrishna recognized that he was a great soul. Otherwise, if he was an ordinary soul, he could not bear that type of indifference from his teacher. He must be a great soul. "Why do you come here?" "Sir, I don't care whether you talk to me or not. I love you, so I come here." Another day, Swamiji was criticizing Kali. Sri Ramakrishna scolded him. "If you do not love my mother, why do you come here? And you criticize my mother?" He scolded him right and left. After getting a scolding, Swamiji started to prepare tobacco for Sri Ramakrishna, so that the master can smoke. This is called mukha bhakti, one-pointed love for the teacher, for God. When this mukha bhakti, supreme devotion, dawns in the mind of a devotee, he has no fear. His boat will go straight to God. It will not go any other direction. Ekantino bhakta, ekantino mukha. You see, our bhakti, as I told you, our bhakti is scattered. Love is scattered. We love many things. You can go to that old church near the arch. You will find, there are so many devotees go there. They have so many desires. And you can fulfill your desires by burning a candle. If you have $1 candle, $2 candle, they have various dollars candle you can buy and burn. And that is one of your prayers. "Lord, please fulfill my desire. I am burning candle for you." As the Christians have this type of tradition, the Hindus also have similar tradition. If you go to Tarakeshwar Shiva temple, you will find around the Shiva temple, stones are hanging around the grill of the temple. We all devotees, "Lord, may my son get pass in the examination, may my husband get a good job." All these desires are hanging around the Shiva temple, you see. That type of devotion we have. Scattered. Motivated love for God. They are praying, bowing down. Don't think they are not showing their devotion. They have real devotion. If you see their love, their feeling, their emotion, but all are motivated. They do not want God. They do want God to do work for them. Swamiji said that. Here people think God is just like a mayor. Mayor, county's mayor, who will clean the street, who will do charity, all these things, God is the God's job. Now, a real devotee who has this one-pointed love, one-pointed devotion, he will want God and God alone, nothing else. The chatoko bird will drink only the water from the rain. It will not drink any other water. This is called one-pointed love. Next aphorism. Kantha avarodha romancha oshruvih परस्परं लपमानाः पावयन्ति कुलानि पृथिवीं च. When devotees talk of God, their voices choke. Tears flow from their eyes. Their hair stands erect in ecstasy. Such devotees purify not only their families, but the whole earth. These are all outer expressions of supreme devotion. Kantho avarodha romancha parasparam lapamanaha. According to the dualistic school of Vedanta, there are 8 signs of exuberant devotion. First, stambha. Stambha means cessation of body movement. He gets a jerk, like paralyzed. Stambha. It may come from happiness, from joy, from fear, from wonder, from pain, from anger. A devotee cannot function his body and senses. These are all expressions of supreme devotion, stambha. When you, perhaps you are in your shrine, all of a sudden you saw your chosen ideal appeared before you. What do? Your eyes will stop. Your breath will stop. You cannot move your body. Even in dream, if he comes, if you see the dream, you want to change your side, you can't. One of the expressions of supreme devotion. Second, siddha, perspiration, sweat comes from the body. Third, romancha. The hairs of your body will stand erect. Horripilation. You will find it may come out of wonder, out of joy, out of zeal, out of fear. You may say, Swami, could you explain these things to me? That out of fear these things come. Joy, you understand, out of joy this type of expressions come, physical expressions are visible. Boy, fear, what is fear? His fear is, will he come to me? Shall I see? Or perhaps after getting vision, fear that I may lose him, I may miss him, he may leave me forever. So I want to hold him. Hey, that is fear. Bishwar, out of wonder. My goodness, at last I made it. I have seen God. A Bishwar, he will shout, he will yell. Bishad. Bishad means pain, viraho chintane, that how long, Lord, how long shall I have to wait for you? A thinking of the Lord, this pang of separation brings this type of expression. Amarsho. Sometimes the devotee may be terribly angry. I sincerely try to realize God for such a long time, still you have not come. He becomes mad at him, he becomes mad at his beloved. You have seen Sri Ramakrishna ran to the temple to cut off his head out of anger. out of pang of separation. So the third is Romancho. The fourth is choked voice. Vaishwarjam. Out of emotion, his voice chokes. He cannot talk. If God appears before you and says, and asks you, offers you a boon, what will you say? You cannot believe yourself that he can come to you. Your voice will be choked, will choke. You can't talk. Next, shivering of the body. It may come out of fear, it may come out of joy. You may start dancing out of ecstasy. Gatre chanchallo. Next, change of complexion. You see, don't think that your skin, the complexion is always the same. It changes according to your mental feeling. When you are thinking of God, when you get a deep meditation, you go and see your face on the mirror, you can see your eyes also. They are so calm, so light, so smooth. And suppose you are working somewhere very that day, you are suffering from terrible restlessness, you watch your eyes and face, it is different. You see, mind and body have close contact, have close relationship. When you are angry, you see your face is different. When you are all loving, at that time you see your face, it is different. Body complexion also changes. Pale, you know, sometimes widow, pang of separation may bring paleness of your body complexion. And vision of God may bring brightness. That they say, change of complexion. Next sign, tears, which is very common. And the last sign is, the devotee may pass out. He may be fainted. We see in Chaitanya's life, Sri Ramakrishna's life, they are fainted so many times. Now the great teacher of Bhakti school, Rupa Goswami, divided these eight kind of expressions into four categories. Dhumayito, Jolito, Dipto, Uddipto. Dhumayito means smoldering, smoky. You can hide it. Suppose you have all of a sudden hearing God's name, tears came. You can hide your face, you know. You can take a Kleenex, you can soak your tears, you know. You can hide it. It is called Dhumayito, first stage. Second stage is Jolito. Jolito means for us two, three visible signs. Your hair stood erect, tears came, your body was shivering. For us one or two, you can hide it, you can suppress it. You don't like to show it to the people. And the third stage is called Dipta. Dipta means blazing it. You cannot hide it. And Uddipta. Uddipta also, you cannot hide it. People will see you. You cannot hide all eight signs if they come to your body. You see, this devotional school of Vedanta analyzed all these various phases of expression in spiritual life. It is very interesting. I am telling you in a nutshell. They divided this devotion into 84 categories with example. How it works, what type of expression comes. They experimented, they experienced and experimented. As we say, well, the path of devotion is easy, it is not so easy. At the same time, it is very natural. Narada says, Kantu Avarudha Romancho Ashruvi, I described all eight expressions of supreme devotion. Then, Parasparang Lapamanaha, they talk each other. They can't stop. You know, if too much joy inside, they want to express it. They want to release their joy to somebody. To whom they can release their joy? To another devotee. Those who are co-pilgrims, those who are in the same boat, only they can communicate. If you get a worldly person, you will feel uncomfortable. Oof, no. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, my lips are burning, mother, bring those people with whom I can talk. That type of people. They communicate, they talk together. Sri Ramakrishna says, a hemp smoker only makes friendship with another hemp smoker. Because if you smoke by yourself, you will not relish that smoking. If you, you know, one puff you give to the other person, he will give another puff. In this way, they share and they are so happy that I got a friend. Same thing, these devotees, when they experience God, they want to share. And they can share only with the devotees. Krishna says in the Gita, the devotees, my devotees talk about me among themselves, and thus they get contentment, peace, and joy. Lapamana pavayanti kulani prithivincha. Pavayanti, they purify. Purify, they purify. What do they purify? They purify their families. 14 generations, 5 generations back and 7 generations back, 7 generations forward. 14 generations will be purified if there is one illumined soul in your family. The Suta Samhita says, Kulam pavitram janani kritartha vasundhara punyavati chatena apara satchit sukasagare sada biliyate yasya mana prachara. His whole dynasty is hallowed. Blessed is the womb of that soul. And the earth is rendered meritorious by that devotee whose entire mind has lost itself in the boundless ocean of knowledge, existence and bliss. Means the person who has attained illumination, experienced that existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. He purifies the world. He purifies his family. He purifies his people. Elapamana pavayanti kulani prithivincha. In the Bhagavatam, Krishna said to Uddhava, he who does not expect anything in this world, expect anything from this world. He who has given up all desires He who is calm, he who has no enemies, he who sees people equally. I follow that devotee. Onubrajamyaham nittam puyet puyeti angri renuhi. Well, I love to get the air from their bodies who are desireless, pure. They bring peace, and blessed are the peacemakers. Sri Ramakrishna one day embraced Saint Durga Charanag, that householder devotee. Please embrace me. By embracing you, I am getting peace, calmness. He was such a devotee, purest of the pure. All right, do you have any question?
Swami, you talked about a yogi being able to tell pride and anger on the horizon, so to speak. How can you tell?
How do you tell that, and how do you counteract it? If you watch sometimes outside when there is a tornado signal, you see that perhaps 40 miles away, 50 miles away, you can see that concentrated cloud, very deep, dark, concentrated cloud. Immediately that atmosphere, the people, you know, those who check all those things, they will give you signal that tornado is coming. It is far away, but we got signal that be careful. How do they know? They have a machine. They watch the barometer, the pressure, and everything. The pressure is moving up, down. In which direction it will go? They have a machine. With that machine, they detect everything. Same thing, the yogi sets a machine in his mind. Well, Swami, what type of machine? Balancing machine. His mind is very balanced. The three gunas are almost very calm. There is not too much agitation in the mind of the yogi. So the moment he sees that, you know, one is moving, one guna is moving, immediately they know that there is something wrong in the atmosphere. But just exact the same thing goes on inside. Immediately he knows that if it is tamas, they will know what is the reason. If it is rajas, they will know. Shatta, they know, they watch their three gunas. Not only that, they first watch around that if any external things are creating this agitation in my mind or not. Immediately they will correct it. They will repair it. Same thing, when your car goes wrong, hearing the sound, you understand there is something wrong in this car. You go to a garage. But I hear a funny sound from my car. Same thing, yogis are very alert. You see, if there is a small hole perhaps in your coat or in your chador or in your cloth, when it is small, you can go to a repair shop and they can repair it in no time. But if you do not care for that hole, gradually it will be bigger and bigger, at last it will be beyond control. You can't repair it, you will have to give up. You will have to throw it away. Because you did not take care of it in the very beginning. The yogis, they have love, that peace, that calmness of the mind. That is the way they get peace and bliss and joy. So the moment they find any kind of agitation, immediately they stop it. They don't allow it to go further. I remember my teacher one day gave me a very good advice. Do not carry anything more than 3 days. If you can finish it, can solve that problem on the same day, fine. But don't carry it, because it will spoil your meditation. Very practical advice. If suppose I have some difference of opinion or something wrong, I shall go immediately and I shall apologize. Please forgive me. I have no selfish motive or interest, about working plain. There must be some kind of difference of opinion. Not necessarily I will have to harbor ill feeling against you and you will harbor ill feeling against me. Please don't do. Why will you be mad at me? Why shall I be mad at you? We have come here to realize God. We have come to serve God. You are asserting your ego. I am asserting my ego. That is the problem. Let us pray together to God and let Him do what He wants to do. In all is remember, a karma at the working plane, there must be a difference of opinion. It must be. Because your mind and my mind are not the same. You want the things should be done in one way, I am thinking the things should be done in one way. What we speak of, you and your husband are not thinking the same thing in the same way. There must be difference of opinion. In the gunas, in the plane of the gunas, it works that way. It is natural. If it does not, it is very uncommon. If you have no interest in what is called, if your ego is raw, then you will yell, you will quarrel, you will fight. And if your ego is polished, ripe, all right, you do. I told you what is good. If you do not listen to me, you do. Try how it works. If you fail, come and tell me that I did it and I failed. That Vedanta will teach you this great lesson. Be the witness. Be the witness. Try to do good to the world. If it works, fine. If not, I tried, Lord, at most. It is up to you. That is the way it works. Om asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrittorma amritam gamaya avirabirmayati rudrayate dakshinamukam tinamam pahi nityam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through. And guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace.